This is the StarQuest headline update for the week ending May 10th, 2019. Brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. The Star Wars family lost another of its members last week with the death of Peter Mayhew, who played Chewbacca for decades. George Lucas shared his memories of Mayhew, casting him when he was still a hospital attendant in a small English town, and how Mayhew created the Wookiee personality of lovable and friendly, until you got him angry, usually by mistreating his friends. Rest in peace, Peter. Every year on May 6th, new members of the Swiss Guard are sworn in at the Vatican. These protectors have served popes for hundreds of years, and the date of the swearing-in dates back to the sack of Rome on May 6th, 1527, when an army of mercenaries attacked the Vatican, and the Swiss Guard stood firm as the pope retreated to safety, losing 147 of their 189 guards in the process. And now every year, new guards join the force on that date in memory of their sacrifice and loyalty. New York's Times Square saw a large pro-life rally last week, which included a live 4D ultrasound of an unborn baby, broadcast on massive screens for the whole city to see and the internet. The rally came in response to New York State's new law that expanded access to abortions to full term. Thousands of people had gathered in the square to witness the life, and it was the largest pro-life rally ever in Times Square. Jean Vanier, the celebrated founder of LARCH and Faith and Light, died this week at 90. Vanier spent his life advocating for the intellectually disabled and creating a network of communities that would give them homes and would care for them physically and spiritually. He touched the lives of thousands of people with the gospel message as he lived it out. May the souls of the faithful departed rest in peace. Pope Francis visited Bulgaria and North Macedonia this week, and among his messages, he called on young people to make something beautiful with their lives. Speaking in Skopje, where Mother Teresa was born, he told them to follow her example and find creative ways to turn the unexpected twists and turns of life into opportunities to make life beautiful. He also encouraged young people to encounter others face-to-face, especially the elderly in their families and communities, hearing their stories and learning from their wisdom. Now that it has completed its acquisition of 20th Century Fox, Disney has released a new schedule of upcoming movies going out about a decade. Among them are three new, as yet untitled, Star Wars movies in 2022, 2024, and 2026. These might be one of the two trilogies that have been talked about, or even standalone movies that haven't been announced. The four Avatar sequels were also listed for 2021, 23, 25, and 27. And a fifth Indiana Jones movie is also on the schedule for summer 2021. Jon Favreau is firing on all cylinders right now, directing Disney movies and making Star Wars TV shows. Now Apple has greenlit a new project from Favreau, a natural history series about dinosaurs called Prehistoric Planet. The documentary series will use CGI to recreate the world of dinosaurs 66 million years ago, and it will be part of the Apple TV Plus streaming service launching this fall. NASA is planning to test our Earth-based defense against asteroids in 2022 by slamming a spacecraft into a space rock. Last week, the space agency engaged in a computer-simulated space defense exercise, but future exercises will involve the real thing. In 2021, they will launch the DART spacecraft, which will be aimed at an asteroid called Didymus B, in the hopes that it will change its course through space, providing data about how to use a similar tactic, if necessary, in the future to save Earth. Star Trek is getting a more prominent presence within CBS TV due to the rising success of the revitalized franchise. The studio has appointed a new head of a business unit to complement the creative unit, now creating a whole slate of TV series. The new division will focus on growing and serving the Trek community through podcasts, websites, consumer products, and live events. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. And thank you to the generous patrons who make this and all the shows at StarQuest possible. You can join them by visiting sqpn.com/give. I'm Dom Bettinelli.